simplifying a complex, confusing world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Explainers on Podcaster. My name is Sheetal, and today we're about to address a burning question on all of our minds. Okay, all our minds is a bit of a stretch, but aliens and world governments, what's going on? Isn't that a question you've asked before? All right, then let's dive straight in.
We help you understand the world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster.
UFOs, the flaming vanguard of the invaders from Mars. Well, we're at an unusual, almost weird point in our timeline. The kooky, outlandish aliens or UFO stories that we've come to expect from the History Channel's clickbaity YouTube handle are now actually part of mainstream discussion. Back in February 2023, the Biden administration waded into this UFO aliens thing. I say waded, but really, they just shrugged it off. Karine Jean-Pierre, the affable White House press secretary who always appears earnest, said, and we quote, "There is no indication of aliens or extraterrestrial activity with these recent takedowns. I loved E.T. the movie, but I'm just going to leave it there," unquote. Later, White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told the media, and we quote again, "I don't think the American people need to worry about aliens with respect to these craft, period," unquote. Kirby was referring to three unidentified flying objects, one shot down by a U.S. fighter jet off the Alaskan coast, another shot over northern Canada, and a third blasted apart in Canada. Now, this is the usual response to such queries. These sightings, experts say, might be attributable to balloons, drones, optical illusions, or even the blinking lights of a commercial airliner. Midway through 2023, a few U.S. defense and intelligence personnel claimed they had credible information that the U.S. government runs, and we quote, a multi-decade UAP crash retrieval and reverse engineering program, unquote, and even has access to non-human biologics. That jargon-laced testimony means exactly what it sounds like. People who once worked for the U.S. government and veterans of the U.S. Navy claimed the U.S. government is holding alien space vessels and even alien beings. Now, admittedly, aliens working with the U.S. government, that's an entirely normal Tuesday lunchtime guilty pleasure video, if that is your want. But what are we supposed to make of such news stories emanating from credible news outlets like NBC, The Guardian, CBS, Reuters, PBS, CNN, and even business news outlets like CNBC and Forbes? See, these streams of thought weren't supposed to merge. We all like our alien life stories with an air of mystery or even menace. A few decades ago, in fact, we were sold the idea of dangerous space invaders, or as one hyperbolic American TV program described flying saucers, the flaming vanguard of the invaders from Mars. These days, we're invading Mars with, you know, cute little rovers, but that's an explainer for another time. Back to our aliens. If they're on page one, there must be a kernel of truth, right? Hence, the weirdness. We don't quite know whom to believe. So we could settle on, this is funny, I guess. But it gets funnier. Supersonic tic-tacs and thousand-year-old alien corpses. First, let's look at the good evidence in favor of extraterrestrials on Earth. David Grush, a U.S. Air Force officer, former intelligence official, and a decorated Afghanistan combat veteran, claimed in June this year that the U.S. government had non-human biologics in its possession and has recovered non-human pilots from crashed alien crafts. Quote, he claims to have viewed documents reporting that Benito Mussolini's government recovered a non-human spacecraft in 1933, which the Vatican and the Five Eyes assisted the U.S. in procuring in 1944 or 1945. Grush claims secondhand knowledge that American citizens have been harmed and killed as part of the government's efforts to cover up the information, unquote. Grush also claimed that the U.S. government was working on reverse engineering technology from such alien vessels. In response to his claims, NASA and the U.S. government's Department of Defense said they had no verifiable information about anyone possessing and reverse engineering any extraterrestrial materials. Grush's statements eventually led to the congressional hearing. In a surreal moment that wouldn't be out of place in a Hollywood film, Grush testified alongside two other men before a U.S. Congress House Oversight Subcommittee in July 2023 that they have substantial evidence of U.S. government cover-ups of UAPs and alien non-human pilots of alien vessels. One witness claimed to have seen UAPs, or unidentified anomalous phenomena, achieve unearthly acceleration that would not be possible with current known technology. David Fravor, a former U.S. Navy commander and pilot, was in a regular sortie in 2004 off the U.S. West Coast when he saw a UAP shaped like a Tic Tac. Yes, the Breath Mint Tic Tac, but the size of a fighter jet. Now, this UAP accelerated in a manner that would have made the craft experience forces upwards of 20 Gs, and a radar operator indicated that it had traversed 60 miles or 96 kilometers in under 1 minute. Now, no known man-made aircraft achieves flight that exerts such G-forces. Fighter jets max out at 8 to 9 Gs. So, if the vessel was indeed alien, it leads to speculation about the beings piloting these vessels. If real, that UAP speed works out to over 5,700 kilometers per hour or over 3,500 miles per hour. That's over four times the speed of sound, and the only man-made objects capable of such speeds are missiles and space rockets. Currently, we know of no man-made aircrafts that can hover mid-air for long periods and accelerate almost instantaneously to Mach 4. Now, bear in mind that these gentlemen aren't really credulous simpletons or conspiracy nuts seeking attention. All three are trained professionals, normal people with credible track records. In the congressional hearing that included the popular Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Fravor had the dignified countenance of a man who spoke within the limits of the facts that he could back up with evidence, one who isn't given to exaggeration. We also have legitimate video evidence that appears to support Fravor's testimony on the UAPs he saw off the US West Coast. Then Mexico happened. In September 2023, Congreso General de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos, or the General Congress of the United Mexican States, held a hearing on alien beings. The kindest description would be to say that the hearing was off the rails from the get-go. Mexican journalist and longtime UFO enthusiast Jaime Maussan was invited to exhibit what he claimed was evidence of alien beings. Following the U.S. congressional hearing, where the testimonies at least came off as sincere, even if a tad unbelievable, many people around the world were looking forward to more credible evidence of alien life. Maussan presented what he claimed were non-human alien specimens recovered near Peru's ancient Nazca lines in 2017, which Mexico's National Autonomous University, or UNAM, carbon dated to be about 1,000 years old. He also claimed they were not related to any species on Earth. Maussan exhibited two tiny bodies displayed in cases with three fingers on each hand and elongated heads. Unfortunately, Jaime Maussan has a history of controversial statements that could never be substantiated. On more than one occasion, such alien bodies turned out to be mummified children, including one previous claim by Maussan himself. UNAM disassociated itself from Maussan's alien corpses, saying, and we quote, "In no case do we make conclusions about the origin of said samples," unquote. Ryan Graves, one of the three witnesses in the U.S. congressional hearing, was present at the Mexican hearing as well. He called Maussan's evidence a stunt that was, and we quote, "a huge step backwards for this issue," unquote. Graves tweeted that he was, quote, "deeply disappointed by this unsubstantiated stunt," unquote. Interestingly, the U.S. establishment, which has historically been notoriously tight-lipped about UFOs and aliens, is open to investigating the growing number of such incidents. Reuters reported in September that the U.S. Pentagon, and we quote, "has been actively investigating reported sightings in recent years by military aviators, while an independent NASA panel studying UFOs is the first of its kind by the space agency," unquote. Former U.S. President Barack Obama had said in a 2021 interview, and we quote, "What is true, and I'm actually being serious here, is that there's footage and records of objects in the skies that we don't know exactly what they are. We can't explain how they moved, their trajectory. They did not have an easily explainable pattern." And so, you know, I think that people still take seriously trying to investigate and figure out what that is, unquote. A 2021 US government report said that the limited data available on such objects as sighting is largely inconclusive, though some patterns are spotted, such as the fact that most of these sightings tended to be around US training and testing grounds. But the skepticism remains. Graves had said during his testimony that commercial airline pilots have spotted UAPs too, but stigma silences pilots who fear professional repercussions. He also said the issue is, and we quote, compounded by recent government claims questioning the credibility of eyewitness testimony, unquote. And one can see why. None of this is clinching evidence, but there's enough to fuel confirmation bias on all sides. I read one Instagram comment that summed up the evidence succinctly. Why mysterious happens only in 144p? Good question there, I.Rehan. Now, don't chuckle at his query because he's in good company there. Popular popularizer of science, Neil deGrasse Tyson, thinks that aliens on Earth stuff is hokum. He said that with 6 billion mobile phones on planet Earth and 1 million or so people flying about in airplanes at any time, any such incident worth noticing would have lots of high-resolution evidence. Some just don't care about ET. There is another perspective we would do well to consider. The UFO alien thing is probably just an American preoccupation that doesn't really interest other cultures that aren't plugged into American pop culture. As an Indian, one might wonder what the Indian establishment's stance on this issue is. There's never been any real statement about this, but I found that the ISRO website has a copy of a July-September 2001 issue of a magazine named Space India. The cover page says, and I quote, "Aliens from space. Electron micrograph showing clumps of putative microorganisms," unquote. Make of that what you will. And even if you think of films, something that all Indians love, there's not much in the alien space or science fiction genre at all. Yeah, Jadoo from Koi Mil Gaya, then there was PK, and believe it or not, there was a film called Babula Dost way back, I think, in the mid-80s. And then there's this Filmfare article that spotlights films based on outer space or based located in outer space. And it calls Kale Arsi of the year 1963 the first Indian space film. It was directed by Kasilingam. It starred MGER and also P. Banumati. It did feature aliens. So this is another one. But you have to really look into things like Google to figure out if there are enough films on the genre. So, my point made, let's come back to other countries. What does Russia think? In 2022, Dmitry Rogozin, the Director General of Russia's space agency Roscosmos, said in a TV program that some of the UFO sightings could be attributed to aliens. He added that the Russian Academy of Sciences was conducting studies into UFO sightings, and a majority of them had nothing to do with aliens. However, he refused to rule out the possibility of extraterrestrial intelligent life in the universe. Germany apparently has no interest in UFOs or aliens. Japanese leaders have in the past laughed at the mention of UFOs and aliens. Over in the UK, some news reports say there have been around 900 UFO sightings in the last couple of years. China Aerospace Science and Technology Corporation, or CASC, corresponded to the Mexico alien COPSIS fiasco, saying, and we quote, "As of now, in our space activities, we have not found any conclusive evidence of the existence of aliens," unquote. So there's not much interest shown by governments other than that of the US in terms of investigating UAPs or alien presence on Earth. It appears that interest in aliens and UFOs or UAPs will remain a subculture on YouTube. I mean, all the serious conspiracy theorists quickly moved on from UAPs because what are they really distracting us from by using this alien UFO thing now? Well, the US Library of Congress's website has a page on this subject titled UFOs and Aliens Among Us. I mean, they're just laughing at us while indulging us now, aren't they? The page ends with a useful perspective using the example of everyone's favorite science writer, Carl Sagan. Sagan, an unfailing optimist and an unapologetic idealist, wanted and even speculated on the likelihood of alien civilizations and the possibilities of visits by ancient aliens in his earlier writings. But the scientist in him also debunked these ruthlessly. I'll paraphrase the last lines on that page. They serve as an appropriate end for this explainer. How do we reconcile the skeptic with the imaginative? Far from a contradiction, these two offer a framework for understanding the interchange between science and myth about life on other worlds. skepticism and speculative imagination come together as two halves of the whole. It's essential to entertain and explore new ideas, however strange, while at the same time testing and evaluating the validity of those ideas.
We help you understand the world. The Explainers, only on The Podcaster.